I'm loving the current series of I Am a Celebrity, and since Sunday I've been championing the winner. It is going to be Tony Hadley from Spandau Ballet. Now, despite the fact Lady C's kicked off a bit and she's raging, McRaging about Tony Hadley, he is a nice guy. And I found it for myself because I had the privilege to have a chat with him a couple of years ago when he was in Perth. He was doing the 80s Rewind Festival, which if you've never been to, you've got to go to. And we chatted away about lots of things. First of all, we chatted away about the resurgence of Spandau Ballet, and it was all down to their song Gold being used quite a lot during the London Olympics. So I asked Tony Hadley about that.
It was great because it was on the TV every time we won a gold medal. It was, but the highlight for me is I actually went down to the closing ceremony and sang in GB House to the Olympians and the Paralympians.
Wow.
I had them all behind me on stage. Most of them too young to know what go. But actually, no, they all sang along. They've all got their medals and everything. The Prime Minister was there, and Princess Anne and Zara. It was amazing. And it was a real honour. And it was a private affair, which was lovely. And it was pretty special.
He's such a nice bloke. And I also asked him about, in particular, like 80s fashion. Like, it was this sort of decade of dodgy, big, massive sort of bouffant hair, really luminous clothes as well. So I asked him, what was the worst item of clothing he owned during the 80s? And this is what he said about that.
The one that stands out, really, I suppose, the one that I wore on Live Aid, which was the leather coat that I'd made with the big high collar.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was like, you know, down to nearly the floor. And it was a double thickness leather coat. And it was 80-odd degrees at Live Aid, and my God, I was dripping. I mean, if you see, I've never seen it, but I mean, I remember the day, and literally, I was like, why are you wearing this? Because it looks good, you idiot, you know.
Did you buy it off some Turkish boy?
No, I did. I had it genuinely made, yeah, by a friend of mine, Jane. And she's cool, bless her. And I thought, I'm gonna look the business. I looked the business, but I sweated profusely.
Get on YouTube and check him out doing Live Aid. That jacket is horrific. Now, I have proclaimed my love for Tony Hadley, and don't think I'm not man enough to do it to his face. This is what I said at the start of the interview. I excuse myself now for it sounding very awkward.
I love Spandau Ballet. I think you're one of the coolest guys ever from the 80s. And you carry it with you. I think you've got a great persona. I've seen you perform a few times. Just amazing.
How much money do you want for this?
50 quid will be fine. Just to pay for the bed and breakfast. That'll be sound.
I wonder what Lady C from the Jungle would say about that.
Grow up! It's personal!